नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। जन्म कर्म च विश्वात्मन अजस्य कर्तुर आत्मनः त्रियं ऋषिषु यदहासु तद अत्यंत विडंबनम्। जन्म कर्म च विश्वात्मन अजस्य कर्तुरात्मनः त्रियं ऋषिषु यदहासु तद अत्यंत विडंबनम्। जन्म बर्थ
कर्म
एक्टिविटी च एंड विश्वात्मनम ओ सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स अजस्य ऑफ द अनबॉर्न अकर्तु ऑफ द इनएक्टिव आत्मनः ऑफ द वाइटल एनर्जी त्रियक एनिमल नर ह्यूमन बीइंग ऋषिषु इन द सेजेस यादहसु इन द वाटर तत् दैट अत्यंत वेरिटेबल विडंबनम बेवल्डरिंग। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Of course, it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work, though you are inactive, and that you take birth, though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. Please repeat.
Of course,
it is bewildering. O son of, O soul of the universe,
O soul of the universe,
that you work, though you are inactive,
and that you take birth,
though you are the vital force,
and the unborn,
you yourself descend,
amongst animals,
men.
Sages
and aquatics.
And
Verily,
this is bewildering.
Report. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are not only bewildering but also apparently contradictory. In other words, they are all inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human being. The Lord is the all pervading super soul of the all existence. And yet, He appears in the form of a boar among the animals, in the form of a human being as Rama, Krishna, etc., in the form of a rishi like Narayana, and in the form of an aquatic like a fish. Yet it is said that he is unborn, and he has nothing to do. In the Shruti mantra, it is said that the Supreme Brahman has nothing to do. No one is equal to or greater than him. He has manifold energies, and everything is performed by him perfectly by automatic knowledge, strength and activity. All these statements prove without any question that the Lord's activities, forms and deeds are all inconceivable to our limited thinking power. And because He is inconceivably powerful, everything is possible in Him. Therefore, no one can calculate Him exactly. Every action of the Lord is bewildering to the common man. He cannot be understood by the Vedic knowledge, but He can be easily understood by the pure devotees because they are intimately related with Him. The devotees therefore know that although He appears among the animals, He is not an animal, nor a man, nor a rishi, nor a fish. He is eternally the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Janma Karma Cha Vishvatmana Vishvatmana Ajaya Ajasya Kartur Atmana Triyan Rishishu Yadhashu Tad Atyanta Vidambanam. So of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you are inactive, and that you take birth though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. Vidambana. Vidambana is used a lot of times by different contexts. They say, Bhagavan ki vidambana hai, you know, they will say something going contradictory. It's also bewildering. Why? Because this comes as Triyak, the rishis, Nara, Yadashu, one, those from the water. And especially for the people who are not absolutely, you know, exposed to this, like those who come from India, they at least have some glimpses of some Puranas, some Katha story here and there. But from the Western world, of course, in the Bible also there are stories which are inconceivable. But when it comes to our Puranas and all, you know, then they really get bewildered. What is this going on? I remember when I was in Chicago working for an Italian person. Working with an Italian person, I would say. One day he asked me, he said, I believe I was reading somewhere that you guys in India worship rats. I said, yeah, we don't eat them, we worship them. We also worship cows, I said. You guys eat cows. And we, of course, we don't worship a dog, but I said, you people worship the dog. You are very choosy. When we have equal for everything like that. You know, I was just explaining to him, and then I had to tell him a big class, you know, how Lord Ganesha is in the form of an elephant, elephant head, but his vehicle is a mouse. Other vidambana, you know, like elephant is so huge and the mouse is so tiny, but he carries. How does it happen? And not only that, the Lord comes and all these different species, what we see, the avatars, they speak Sanskrit. Yeah. When Hanumanji is there, Hanumanji is speaking Sanskrit. Jambavani is speaking Sanskrit. So everybody else, you know, the fish, incarnation, Matsya and Gaura, everybody. When the devotees are praying him, he answers. You know. He answers. And he speaks, it's all in the Puranas and everything is in Sanskrit. So that becomes more confusing for them, you know, especially I remember I was hearing some classes on how in India Max Müller is supposed to be the one who knew some Sanskrit. But he twisted it so much that he declared that all the Vedas are aboriginal, you know, very primitive. He couldn't even pronounce the Sanskrit, you know, but he is declaring that it is very primitive. And it's all mythology and ninth mythology, and everybody starts believing that. But here we see Mother Kunti is declaring that although you are not born, but you are not doing anything, but you are doing everything. You know, the Prabhupada explains in the purport that in the Shruti, Shruti is like the Vedic part, Smriti is like the Puranic part. In the Shruti, it is said that the Supreme Brahman does nothing. And I think in one place, in one of the Upanishads, it says that he walks but he does not walk, he talks but he does not talk, like that, you know, that whole. So that is why it is bewildering. Why? Because we are trying to figure out everything with our tiny mind. You know. That is why it is called inconceivable. We can't even think. Achintya, Achintya Shakti. The Lord has so many inconceivable energies. And we can see in our own life, we ourselves get bewildered sometimes. You know? The kind of creation He has. You look at some insects, very, very poisonous, but so beautifully looking, you know, like you can't even copy it sometimes, you know, it's so fascinating. You go to the aquatic world somewhere, in, you know, these days they have aquatic world everywhere. And look at the fishes, and look at all those water plants. They're all live, they're all creatures, you know. Some fish goes near them, they just grab it. It's amazing. One time, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj from Russia, you know, he was there in Chicago, and there was some house program, and somebody asked, you know, generally in a house program, some new people will be coming, they don't know anything about anything, they'll ask some questions because they have read something back home. And so somebody said, Swami, does Krishna do some miracles? Have you seen any miracle in your life? And something like that is coming up. And of course it started with yogasana. He says, yoga, do you guys do yoga? You know, we do Mayura yoga and, you know, Markat yoga and some few yoga names. So of course Maharaj was so humble. Maharaj says, our Guru told us that you have been given a form of a human being. So behave like a human being, you know. So I walk like a human being, I talk like a human being, I do everything. I don't have to become a peacock. Because in Mayur asana you have to do some, become like a peacock, you know. Or some frog asana or something. He says, that's not my nature. And even if I try to become a peacock, can I never become? Can I copy peacock? Or any other animal, you know, I can't. So he says, I'd rather remain a human being. And then it said, talking of the miracles, he says, every morning I get up, I see nothing but miracles. When I look at the leaves of the tree, he says, you know, they're so beautiful. That green, fresh, especially when the leaves come fresh. It's so nice to look at. And then he says, you look at each leaf, the inside, the structure of that, although overall look, it looks same, but actually, you know, everything is separate. Everything is different. Each leaf has a different configuration. So is it not, then he says, you know, the birds fly. We require some big machines to fly, anything like that. Birds simply fly, you know, just. And then he gave like that so many examples. You know, the bats, he said, in the night. 10,000 bats in one room, and then everybody is flying. And no accident. So he says, is it not Krishna's miracle? But of course he says, I won't like to become a bat. If I try to become a bat, I will be killed with the very first flight. And we have, you know, he says, we have such sophisticated radar system. Radar system. But still there are accidents. But Krishna has given this bat such a radar system that just by sound, they can't see. It's pitch dark. You can't see anything. But just by the sound, they know that somebody is coming in their direction, and so they immediately maneuver and go. Or a small ant, you know, which is the most powerful animal in the world? In terms of carrying weight in ratio of its own body, is the ant. A human being, how much can we lift? Suppose you are 200 pounds, you can lift maybe 400 pounds max. The biggest bodybuilders or weight lifters, if somebody lifts some 400, 500 pounds, they beat a world record. But the ant carries 50 times its own weight. 50 times its own weight. And when so many cats, ant join, they can lift a big animal also. Sometimes you see them carrying so nicely, supporting each other. Big frog they will be carrying. It's like a feast for them. Come on, today, frog, come on. Let's go. You know? So, the point is that everything about Krishna is inconceivable. Atyanta. Atyanta means extreme. Atyanta vidambanam. Kunti Devi says, you know, people get bewildered. Yesterday we saw, she was talking about how humans behave, you know, like they think that they can call Krishna by, you know, like an ordinary human being. But she is just saying this, and Krishna himself repeats this. Janma karma cha vishvatman. She is saying that, right? And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, this was spoken before that, because this is from Dwapar Yuga. And Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita at the end of the Dwapar Yuga. But still, of course, yeah, that's almost, I'm a little confused. Okay, yeah. This she is speaking after the war, so Krishna has already spoken, Jarma Karma Chame Divya. So she is just confirming. You know, I was trying to figure out who is confirming. She is confirming. Krishna says in second chapter, Janma Karma Cha Me Divya. So here she is saying, Janma Karma Cha Vishvatman. Ajasya Kartur Atmana. Ajasya. A Kartu. You know, you are unborn and inactive. But then you. So you can imagine one woman, a queen, she has so much knowledge. She's just describing Krishna. If you see this, till now we had almost, I think, 10 or 15 verses. She only prayed once so far. Otherwise, you see, she's just glorifying Krishna. She just prayed once, and what was that prayer? Please put me in trouble. Please put us in trouble so that we can remember you. We can see you. Not remember, we can see you always. Because she was at that time fortunate to see Krishna. That's the only prayer. And now she is keeping on glorifying. And that's why Prabhupada thought that this is so wonderful. And he published a book, Prayers of Mother Kunti. So, thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take it up.